Friends, over the last year or two, we've really enjoyed getting out for a good walk. As you know, some of you, we got a dog about 3.5, nearly 4 years ago now, and I've really enjoyed getting out with the dog. And then we've also been going up into the Mourne Mountains and doing a little bit of hill walking. Thoroughly enjoyed it with Clyne Sleeve Doan and with Clyne Sleeve Donard. And somebody told me, make sure you're prepared, bring a map with you and get yourself a good compass. And I know something of the principles of how a compass works. The only problem is I don't really know how to use one. It always points towards magnetic north, and that's just the direction the red arrow's pointing there. So that's magnetic north, as they say. But how to correspond that to a map and to guide yourself and navigate yourself, I'm sure the principle's fairly simple, but I just have to confess, I'm not sure how to use a compass. Would be confident enough to use it if I get lost to navigate myself the right direction. Might be able to make a stab at it, but certainly wouldn't be all that confident. And here we are, friends, at the end of an old year, standing on the threshold of a new year. And we have to confess that we do not know where we're going. We've never been this way here before. And maybe some of you in a spiritual sense have no concept at all as to where you're going. Something in our hearts that tells us that we need guidance and we need direction. The Bible says that God has put the world, or the word could be translated, eternity within our hearts. And somehow we instinctively know that we're on a journey. We talk about the journey of life. But a journey always leads inevitably to a destination. And the destination that the soul is travelling on is not merely towards death, because the Bible speaks about it after this. And maybe as you think about your life, where you've been, where you are now presently, and where you hope to be in 2023, if you're absolutely honest, you're not sure where you're going. You're maybe not sure if you're on the right direction. And we have to confess as well that there's no inner light within these hearts of ours. And that's why God, in his mercy, in his wisdom, and in his grace, has given us this precious, precious book. Somebody once described the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, as being the best instruction before leaving earth. And I think that's a very good description of the purpose and the power of the Word of God. It's the best instruction before leaving earth, because someday we're going to leave this planet. Someday we're going out into the great eternity. We're going to leave this world behind. And it's so important to know that we're traveling the right direction in life, and especially with respect to eternity, that we're going in the right direction. And in the year that comes ahead, undoubtedly, many of us will have to make decisions, small decisions, big decisions, and we want to be sure we're making the right choices and the right decisions for ourselves, for our families, and for those around us. And the Bible is the best instruction before leaving earth. Many years ago, as a little boy, there was a text of scripture that hung up in the wall of my aunt and uncle and cousin's house. It was from Proverbs chapter 3. And it simply said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The Bible is the best instruction before leaving earth. And just one little verse of scripture to leave you with. It's from the book of Psalms, Psalm 119. The book of Psalms is the longest book in the Bible. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the book of Psalms, and therefore it's also the longest chapter in the Word of God. It's split up into 22 sections of 8 verses each, and each 8-verse section corresponds to a letter within the Hebrew alphabet. And I challenge you to read that psalm and study it carefully, because every verse within the psalm, I think with the exception of 2, makes reference to, in some way or other, to the Word of God, or the law of the Lord, or the statutes of the Lord, or the commandments of the Lord, or the oracles of the Lord, the precepts of the Lord, or the judgments of the Lord. It's very much a psalm that points us to the sufficiency of the Word of God to lead us and guide us. And we read in Psalm 119, verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Pathway indicates a journey. The lamp and the light indicate darkness all around us. And so in order to navigate our way safely through the year that lies ahead, important not to trust in our own understanding, but to use the Word of God as a compass, as a barometer. And just as the little compass here points always towards magnetic north, so the Word of God always points us to Christ. It always points us towards the kingdom, always points us towards the things of God, of truth and of righteousness. And we encourage you in the year that lies ahead, get the Word of God out, read it personally. If you've got a family, read it with them. Attend a good Bible preaching church as well. And let's make sure we're on the right path. And let's honour God and let's honour His Word. And may the Lord richly bless you. If we don't see you soon, Happy New Year. May the Lord lead you and guide you and pour out His blessing upon your home and upon your family. So thank you for joining us. And friends, hopefully we'll see you again very soon. Until next time, folks, God bless you. Bye-bye.